The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day. You grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Nick Reiner was reportedly diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder around 2020 after years of addiction and erratic behavior. Sources say his medication was changed about a month before the murders after he complained about weight gain, and that change reportedly sent him into a spiral. Now from jail, he allegedly admits he killed his parents, but believes his incarceration is part of a greater conspiracy against him. His meds still aren't stabilized. In our conversation today, we're going to be breaking all of this down with psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott. We're going to be talking about the psychology of Nick Reiner, trying to understand the schizoaffective disorder that's going on, maybe why he's thinking this is a conspiracy. We're also going to dive into the family system, how the Reiners became trapped in this cycle that they could not escape. And we're also going to dive into the system that failed him, the treatment, the autonomy, and why 18 rehabs did not seem to be enough to keep Nick Reiner in a safe place or those around him. Siobhan, welcome. I always look forward to our conversations. Let's just jump in with the schizoaffective disorder itself. It combines features of schizophrenia, delusions, hallucinations, disorganized thinking with mood disorder symptoms like mania and depression. It sounds like a living hell for anyone who may have this. And it is a very real thing. For people who aren't familiar with the diagnosis, what does daily life look like for someone trying to manage this condition? And how does it differ from just schizophrenia alone?
It's hell for people trying to manage it. The thinking problems interfere with their perception of the world. They don't know what's real, what's not real. If they're having delusions and hallucinations, it's incredibly unpleasant. Nobody would ever say, oh, gee, I'm going to fake schizophrenia. I just want to have this. You know, it's it's a terrible disease. It impacts every part of their life. And then when you throw in the mood disorder, which is the affective part of schizoaffective, that means they have incredible times of depression. And then they can go into mania, which means, you know, people often think of mania as the happy manic, right? The bipolar, oh, when they're manic, they're happy. No, a lot of times they become irritable, paranoid, agitated, they pace. And so when you put those two conditions together, you've got somebody that is going to be very hard to treat, even without the substance abuse. But then you throw the substance abuse in, particularly meth, as we've said, that impacts the brain even more. And so I can understand why stints in rehab, even very good rehabs, this is going to be a person who maybe it just never works for them.
How prevalent in society is somebody with this kind of disorder? Is this a rare thing, or is this, wow, they are everywhere in our world? I just don't have a concept of how prevalent this is.
Yeah. I would have to look up data on schizoaffective disorder. I'm going to guess about 3%.
Okay.
You know, it's not terribly common, but because of the meth epidemic, we are seeing a lot more that's meth induced. When we look at, you know, the non-drug-induced condition, there's genetics involved. They've inherited this from someone. It was in their genes from the get-go. And there are times when the brain is developing rapidly in late adolescence, early 20s, when it usually starts to manifest. And that's also about the age when people are experimenting with meth. And I say meth because that is the most toxic to the brain that is proven over and over to cause psychosis. And so some people have a meth-induced psychosis that's later diagnosed as schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. And we don't really ever have a way of taking apart, would they have developed this if they had not used the drugs? So it's kind of a mess. And I think when we see the homeless population on the street, particularly people who are committing violent crime, so much of it is meth induced. And we're seeing a lot of that. So it's hard to sift it all apart.
Is this something, because obviously Nick has a long pattern, 17 years here from the first, you know, documented rehab stay to the tragedy that they're dealing with today. But 2020 was when he was diagnosed with a schizoaffective disorder. Is this something where he likely had it all of his life and it was finally recognized at a certain point in time? Or was it something where this was, I know you just kind of said it's difficult to identify the chicken before the egg here. But is this something where it could have been brought on more by the drug use or just more so exacerbate an existing problem that maybe, you know, existed but wasn't to the height of to which it got, but it has always just been kind of there. And this gave it the water to grow.
Yeah, you know, the majority of people with schizophrenia or schizoaffective, the symptoms become really obvious in their late teens into their 20s, but it can happen later and it can happen earlier. And so you can see children, I've seen children as young as 8 diagnosed with childhood schizophrenia, and that's younger. And a lot of times in the early years, the symptoms are not as overt. We call it the prodromal symptoms, the symptoms that happen earlier. And that's a kid who may just be very odd. And often they have social problems. They may have a lot of strange beliefs, but it's not really flagged. You know, they're noticed as an odd kid, but they're not acutely psychotic yet. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to say at what age this may have actually started to manifest for him. I have seen in some of the buzz online that he was having problems as young as 8 years old. And so that makes me think early onset, and that the condition could have been there, you know, from the get-go, and manifested later. It could be that without the substance abuse piece, it never would have gotten severe because, you know, it's on a continuum. People can be mildly schizophrenic or moderately or extremely, and, you know, it might not have progressed to the extent it did without the substance abuse. But that's what makes it really hard to treat. And those are people, when we look at the prognosis for them, it's not necessarily very good.
How difficult is it to find a baseline in somebody that is actively using illicit drugs with schizophrenic disorder, like the schizoaffective disorder like Nick has? We were talking all those years, so 17 years, where he's going through treatment after treatment. He's in there for 30 days. He gets clean and then gets back onto drugs. How difficult is it to recognize, okay, there's this disorder at play here versus this is the addiction at work, to treat if there's never really a clear long-term path where he's clean?
Yeah, it's pretty impossible to know who he would be without the substances. And it's unfortunately really common to see this sort of thing. I mean, it's not as common. It's not like everybody has somebody like this in their neighborhood. But if you work in an inpatient program, you see this where it's just intransigent. There's a word that when I worked in community mental health, they used to term, oh, somebody's a frequent flyer. And it's because treatment just wasn't effective and they kept coming back and coming back and coming back.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading it was 0.3% to 1% of the population. It's relatively rare if that's exactly what he's got.
Yeah, that sounds
diagnosed,
about right.
Though, I'm curious because we see stats like this all the time where it's like it's this percentage, it's that's that percentage. In your experience, I'm always curious here, what's the realistic number? What's the number if everyone who truly had this were recognized and diagnosed, how much higher do these percentages go in your opinion, in reality, if everyone was truly being diagnosed?
Excellent point. That's an excellent point because as I have talked about in my family history in my book, I had an aunt with clearly schizophrenia who lived with us off and on because she couldn't function. She was never diagnosed until very late in life. I think she was in her 60s before she was diagnosed, but she was having hallucinations and delusions the whole time, her entire life. And nobody got it. Nobody got it. They thought she was just difficult. They called her the old fashioned term. She was ornery. She was ornery. She was just causing trouble all the time. And people didn't understand mental illness. This was in the 60s and 70s, and nobody ever diagnosed her. So there's probably a lot of people who have a difficult family member that they don't understand. How do we cope with them? Maybe they get fed up with them. They burn the bridge. They cut ties. And a lot of people are not ever diagnosed.
Wow. You've just described a bunch of people that we've worked with. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this, I mean, not necessarily schizoaffective disorder, but I feel like there's tons of undiagnosed mental illnesses everywhere.
Yes.
That if diagnosed correctly and treated effectively, people could be a hell of a lot happier and could be in a much better place in life, but we don't do that, or we're not equipped to do that. We're not capable of doing that as a society, at least not yet. Let me ask you this about Nick Reiner. If this was always something that's been there, it was looked over. Obviously, money was not an issue. He went to pretty much every of the best rehabs that have been out there and all of that. This took till 2020 to be diagnosed. Today, if there was 14-year-old Nick Reiner today and this started and his journey through all this was just beginning, are we any better today than we were 17 years ago or, say, 30 years ago at identifying these sort of things and treating them earlier in children or young adults than we were back then?
I think we're better at it. And again, I always say, I don't have data to show how much better are we, but it all depends on the quality of care and can you get access to a good psychiatrist, psychologist. They should have in-depth psychological testing. And, you know, we're doing a lot of slapping easy diagnoses on now with everybody's got ADHD, everybody's on the autistic spectrum. I mean, I think
everyone's a narcissist.
Everybody's a narcissist. 9 out of 10 people I know believe they have ADD and autism now, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think we get on these bandwagons sometimes where maybe it's a pediatrician, they do a checklist, they go, okay, ADHD, let's give ADHD meds. So it really depends on the quality of the evaluation. And I'm a big believer in a child psychologist who specializes in testing. And don't go with an easy diagnosis without the testing. And so I think it probably varies from community to community what the resources are. But like you say, the Reiners had resources. But we also know that they put him in a wilderness program when he was 15. Totally inappropriate for somebody who's got budding psychosis, because those programs will make it worse. They're incredibly stressful. A lot of people feel like they're borderline abusive. You know, kids have died out in the wilderness in these brutal conditions. So I can say that was bad judgment. And did somebody advise them to try this for him? Did they get sold a marketing package that this is going to fix your kid? I don't know. So I would love to have the ability to go through all his medical and treatment records, because I think it would fill in the blanks on a lot of this stuff.
The wilderness treatment screams of desperation to me. Like, they've tried everything else. We're just going to throw them to the wolves, almost literally.
That'd be great. Well, we have live wolves that your children will be living around.
Yeah.
And see if they survive. If they come back, they're healed. You know?
Yeah.
I'm curious about some of these programs. And we don't know the specific ones that he was in, other than this, there has been allegations that he was in a wilderness program and God knows what else. And on the surface, I'm sure you can find, an introduction YouTube video or a website for most of these places. And I'm sure it looks soft and cuddly and warm and lovely and healing and refreshing and rejuvenating and whatever other, keywords you want to throw in there that make it think, oh, finally, we found a solution. And if you're the parents of Nick Reiner or anybody that's struggling with a child that is either suffering from mental illness or addiction or both, hearing those words is going to be a breath of fresh air, especially if you're like new to the cycle of this and you're not 17 in. If it's new, you're like, wow, this will work, because nothing else that we've tried so far hasn't. Mm-hmm. How much vetting do these sort of programs actually do for the people that they admit? And it probably, I'm sure, varies from organization to organization. But I'm wondering how many of these are just kind of out there on their own. There's not a lot of supervision. There's not a lot of checks and balances on the system. If you got a license and you're not killing people, we'll pretty much let anybody in as long as your check clears. Is that kind of how a lot of these work? Or do they take a look at the individuals that go into these and go, yeah, this would be applicable for this person because of this, and this? Or no, this would not be applicable because their symptoms are this, and this is not going to be for them. Or is it more that rubber stamp type thing, like, thanks for the check, here's your sleeping bag?
Yeah, let me reflect on that. I think most do a good job of assessment and diagnosis. I mean, they have to be assessed before they're accepted into the program. Mm-hmm. I think usually they've got good clinicians. They try to do an accurate assessment. But is there a profit motive in America for everything about healthcare? Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly, yes. There's a bias that keep the beds full, because when the beds are full, we're making profit. And obviously, a lot of these really expensive places that offer yoga and massage and, vegan food if you want it, and all these things, they cater to celebrities and people with a lot of money. And it would not be unusual to find that perhaps they're admitting people that, is not the best fit for them. It's really hard to say. I do know Sierra Tucson, I can recommend in Tucson, which is, I think I've had a client there. I actually went and visited an impeccable program. They do psych testing. They do in-depth psychiatric care. They treat dual disorders. They treat eating disorders, substance abuse, and they're stellar. But there are a lot of places in California that are really expensive and fancy and cater to celebrities. And I think some are probably very good, but I can't speak for all of them.
Yeah. What sort of checks and balances exist into any of this stuff to determine, you know, how effective they are, how ethical they are, how safe they are? I mean, is there anything? Is there anybody going in and monitoring this sort of stuff to make sure that that some of these aren't just a cash grab and basically predatory behavior on the rich that can afford these sort of things, that are looking for help and have the means to go, yeah, whatever it is, here's more money. Let's try and fix this problem.
Mm-hmm. I think there are checks and balances. You know, these hospitals have to be accredited by the state as far as their practices to make sure that they're not just warehousing people, doing no treatment and collecting the money. And so I think they have to be accredited, and I'm not sure how often auditors come around, but auditors do go around and look at records, look at the treatment program, look at what's offered. Do they keep, I don't know that they all keep outcome studies. They should be keeping outcome studies. I think they do on, you know, how effective is what they do. Mm-hmm. But obviously with cases like Nick Reiner that are incredibly difficult and complicated, there's probably not a program in the world that could have really made a dent in what was going on with him.
Yeah. Are there areas of this, and I'm not speaking specifically to Nick Reiner, but to our audience that's listening to this that may be in similar situations, because we have so many people who have been finding this very valuable and very interesting, watching this play out, who have been in similar situations. I'm thinking back to like Ruby Frankie, Jody Hildebrandt, where they're not therapists.
Right.
Jody was for a while, lost her licensing, and then became a life coach.
Yeah.
And look, I'm sure there's lovely, decent life coaches out there that are effective, that it just is what it is. And I'm sure there's predatory ones too. And there's probably ones that don't even know they're predatory. They're just psychotic, but think that they're, you know, they have a God complex going on about them, kind of Jody Hildebrandt-ish. Mm-hmm. Does that exist in this sort of area as well for rehabilitation, where there's the official, there's the therapeutic, there's the, yes, we are accredited and we are governed this way. And then there's one over here that looks almost identical, but their disclaimer says it all of this is not this, it's a life coaching type of situation.
Yeah, I'm sure there are those things. And life coaches, there are a lot of programs that are residential in nature, which you could call like a halfway house or something like that. They don't have professional staff. Some of them are based on an AA model, which can be very helpful. But they would certainly miss psychosis if somebody was in a situation like that, because they don't have mental health people on staff. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that, particularly around substance abuse rehab. If it's a non-accredited, non-hospital kind of based program, or an official hospital sponsored, sometimes they have outpatient programs where people go to groups every day and get daily support, but you have real therapists running them and real psychiatrists involved.
What's your take on the reasoning for the medication change? Sources are saying that Nick was stable on his medication until about a month before the actual murders. Great. But doctors changed it after he complained about weight gain, which is a common reason people change medications.
Yes, it is.
This is not a unusual thing to Nick Reiner. Is it vanity related? Yeah, but it can also be health related too, if somebody doesn't want to put on weight. What does a transition like this typically look like for someone with schizoaffective disorder? Is it a safe proposition to be like, okay, yeah, we can change that? And you're just going to be in the care of your 78-year-old father and your 70-year-old mother in the guest house. Does that typically work out okay? I mean, normally it's going to be somebody in their bedroom or on the couch of mom and dad. In a lot of situations here, is that does that normally work out okay? Or is this something where he really should have been in some sort of an inpatient 24/7 monitored facility to go through this experience?
Well, we can look at it with hindsight and say he should have been in the hospital for this.
Right.
But I can tell you, I have never seen a case where a med change was done and they put someone inpatient just for the med change.
Okay.
What's usually done is, you know, you've got your inpatient program, which is entirely separate from the doctor that's following him outpatient. Mm-hmm. And often they're not well coordinated. And so without his medical records, we don't know which doctor and which program did the med change, what was the full rationale for the med change, because my guess there were other things that were possible side effects that he was complaining about. And doctors vary. Some are very cautious about med changes. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that, particularly if someone is very ill. But also, there are doctors that tend to be more humanitarian, we'll say. And if a client is really troubled by side effects, they try to support, okay, let's try something different. But they'd have to document in the records what was the rationale for changing, you know, one antipsychotic for a different antipsychotic. And it could have been a completely legitimate rationale. Sure. So they wouldn't have expected that there was going to be this reaction to it. But it's usually managed outpatient. And what should happen is very close follow-up. Like if you do this, if we do this med change, I want to see you again in a week. Mm-hmm. And is it possible that they tried to do that and he didn't show up for the appointment? Yeah. You know,
a lot can happen in a week.
A lot can happen. Yeah. And the other thing, if I were involved in this case, I would want a daily phone call from the parents. How's he doing? Yeah. You know, what are you noticing?
And is he taking his medication?
Is he taking it? And this is the incredibly difficult to know. How do they know if he swallows the pill? It's called cheeking the pill, right? People put the pill, even if you're watching them take it. This is notorious in psych hospitals. They'll put the pill in their mouth, pretend to swallow, and the minute, you know, the observer leaves the room, they spit it out and toss it. So that's the what we call the anosognosia, the lack of insight that they're sick. They don't get it. And they don't get that if I don't swallow this medication the way I'm supposed to every day, I'm going to lose it. And so, you know, they may think, you know, when we go into the thing about the conspiracy, I mean, it's really common for people who are delusional to start thinking the medication is poisoning them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's your conspiracy right there.
There's that out of reality thinking. Yeah. It's a nightmare to manage. And should the parents have been in the position of this, particularly at their age, it's like, oh my God, what a failure.
I've seen a lot of people commenting about, you know, that this is all vanity about him being concerned about weight gain and such. And I want people to step back a little bit. When you're on a medication and you start rapidly gaining weight, your whole life changes. I mean, it's not just I look in the mirror and I see somebody with a puffy face. Your entire life changes. Your clothes aren't fitting. Your body feels different, and it's not good to put on excessive weight. So it is a legitimate concern to say, I am now gaining weight on this medication and it's concerning to me. So it's, you know, it sounds vanity and that vein that he's like, you know, I'm gaining weight. I want to do something different, but we need to step back and take a look at what that means for health implications as well.
Right. Because the cholesterol goes up and there's certain medications.
Diabetic risk.
People will go up to 400, 450 pounds. And it's not uncommon to try, if somebody's gaining a lot of weight rapidly, it's not uncommon for a doctor to say, you know, we've got some alternative choices here.
Right.
Let's give it a try and see if your body responds better. And so, it's definitely not vanity. I don't swallow that one at all. That's pretty negative.
I want to talk about the TMZ doc that came out citing the David Carmichael case as a father who methodically planned his son's killing while he was in a psychotic state triggered by a medication change of SSRIs. He believed he was saving his son from suffering. He was found not criminally responsible because he didn't understand the nature and quality of his actions. And that's the key part there, nature and quality. From a psychological standpoint, how does someone plan something methodically while genuinely not understanding what they're actually doing?
Very, very common, very common. And, you know, I'm thinking of a case I worked in quite a few years ago, but it was really heartbreaking because it was a very nice young man who had, you know, very kind to people, pro-social. He became psychotic, schizophrenic, hit in his 20s. And he became paranoid, which goes with psychosis. And the angel Gabriel appeared to him and told him that the Mexicans in the Central Valley where he lived were poisoning the California aqueduct.
That happens all the time.
That's very specific. All the time.
Yeah, it was very specific.
Yeah.
He believed it, and he thought it was his job to methodically take a gun and go around and murder these killers because it was justified and he was saving lives. He did it methodically. He bought the gun. He, you know, he arranged the schedule, and some poor Mexican gardeners were just murdered. He fortunately did go into a mental health forensic facility, which is not a picnic. It's like a prison. Mm-hmm. It's just got mentally ill people in it. And so they're managed in a different way than the people in prison are managed. But it's not a cushy, you know, program.
That's the reality. I think a lot of people don't quite understand. A lot of people who have been in prison and in mental health facilities like this that are prison-based, basically, they say the mental health facility is far worse than actual prison.
It is. Yeah. And one of the factors with that, in talking with guys who have been in both, prison was predictable. You knew where the danger was. You knew who to stay away from. You knew, you know, prisons have the gang affiliations in it. You knew who you had to have an ally with. You know, there was a way to stay safe in prison. Mental health facilities, the people are so erratic. Someone may be nice to you one day and then in the cafeteria come up behind you and stab you with a fork because he's hallucinating. So I heard that from a lot of guys that they would rather be in prison than in a mental health facility.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home 1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Modo, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.